I'm talking to Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com bracketologist. And Jerry, your latest projections for the NCAA tournament features 9 Big Ten teams. Sort of talk about the teams real quick and sort of how you have them slotted and what you think of them.
Yeah, well, at the top, it's a bit of a jumble right now in the league because, you know, Illinois is ahead. You've got Ohio State, Indiana, Michigan State. Really all about the same in terms of tournament profiles. Not a whole lot separating them. I've got a couple of twos and a couple of threes, and, you know, they're all just right there together. And obviously, as conference play goes on, things will separate a little bit. But for the moment, they're a bit of a bunch. Not far behind that bunch is Michigan, coming off that big win over Michigan State the other night. That was really huge for them. You know, after that, there's a bit of a gap. And then you've got Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, all right there together as well. And then Minnesota with the big win at Indiana this week. You know, I had them in my first four in last week's bracket. And I thought, you know, I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, they don't have Mbakwe. They're probably not going to be around for very long in this bracket. And then they go down to Bloomington and they win. It's something Kentucky couldn't do, something Ohio State couldn't do. But Minnesota went and did it. And, you know, they're playing their best basketball, arguably, of the season here in the last week. And that's, you know, that's what you want to see. So all 9 of those teams, you know, maybe battling for tournament spots even still a month from now. But you would think at some point, you know, one of those teams near the bottom, Minnesota, Northwestern, Purdue, it, you know, is going to fall off. I mean, somebody's got to finish, you know, 7-11 or 6-12 in the league and probably play themselves out of the tournament. We just don't know who it's going to be yet.
Exactly. And again, Jerry, you said you've got, what, 2 number twos, Illinois and Michigan State, correct? And sort of real quickly go over the seed you have for each of the other teams.
Yeah, threes are then Indiana and Ohio State. And like I said, all 4 of those teams are pretty much right there next to each other on the S-curve. A little bit further down, I've got Michigan. I believe it's a 5. Wisconsin, Northwestern, and Purdue are in 8-9 games. And then Minnesota just a little bit further down.
Exactly. And then what games do you see maybe coming up the rest of this week through Sunday in the Big Ten, Joe, you think could have the most impact maybe on some of these seedings right now?
Tom, how well can you edit this?
Pardon?
How well can you edit this?
Oh, well, not that well at all, so.
I'm sorry, I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Okay, we'll see, like I said, we're interested to see what games go on, and there's one thing about the Big Ten this year, Jerry, it's just been crazy as far as the upsets go each week. I mean, is this as strong as you've ever seen the conference?
You know, it is, I think, arguably the strongest I've ever seen in a conference. I mean, we're talking about 8, yeah, I think realistically, 8 tournament teams are possible from this league, from a 12-team league. That is an insane number of tournament teams. You've got 9 that might be in a bracket in the middle of January, and that's it is the strongest league by far, top to bottom, this season, and is as dominant in the RPI, at least, as any league that we've seen in a good 8 years. So, yeah, it is a very strong league this year. I'm not sure if there's a national championship contender. Maybe Ohio State. Maybe Michigan State. But top to bottom, boy, you're going to war every single night in this league.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, it's going to be fun coming down the stretch here through February. I always appreciate your time. Make sure you go to CBSSports.com to check out Jerry Palm's work every week. Thanks again, Jerry.
All right, thanks, Tom.